Listening to CPR here on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio station, broadcasting out of the basement of Lower Carruthers Hall here on Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. We are also streaming online at cfrc.ca, Cogeco Cable 282 if you have Cogeco Cable. We do have Android and iPhone apps if you happen to have either of those devices. We will have Android soon. And we're really happy to be here. We're on every Wednesday at 7 to 8 p.m. And our special show, Calls from Home, is what we're doing today, which we do at the end of the month. I'm C. I am
Rico.
We're here together to talk about prison issues, to get some requests out there, talk about some other things going on. So we, again, broadcast every Wednesday. We go out to Collins Bay, Millhaven, Bath, Joyceville, and Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in New York. Tonight's show... Well, we've got a lot lined up. It looks like we're going to do some news briefs. We're going to talk about some requests, play some music for you out there. This is always one of the fun shows of the week.
Free flowing.
I
like that.
Very loose. Sometimes we don't. We actually have too much material for a week, and this is always a more relaxed show.
Yeah.
So again, we are here live though. So if you do have a request, you can phone our request line when we're not on the mic, which is going to be in about 10 minutes. I'll repeat it before we go, when we go off the mic, 533-2372. But we're always looking for messages, letters, and song requests in any way. So you can phone us through the request line. We have a new number, 613-329-2693. Who's the gentleman connected to that?
That's Alex Jackson.
Who's going to be handling that for us. You can email us, cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net. CFRC Prison Radio at riseup.net. You can contact us online at www.cfrcprisonradio.wordpress.com. We do have a Facebook group called Calls from Home. And sometimes people contact the station directly. So CFRC 101.9 FM is on Facebook. And if you want to write to us, that's one of the safest ways to get a hold of us. You can write to CFRC Prison Radio, care of CFRC, Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K as in Cream, 7, L as in Lamar, 3, N as in Nancy, 6. I don't know the phonetic alphabet, and I don't know alphabet like you do, so that's my best. K7L, 3N6. And again, we'll repeat the request line at the end of the evening. Now, are we going to start with news, or are we going to do the political prisoner birthdays?
Whatever you want.
Well, let's do the news.
All right, let's do the news. So in the news, the Auditor General of Canada has released its fall 2016 report. In it, among other things, the Auditor General, Michael Ferguson, slams CSC, that's Correctional Services of Canada, in its report for not providing Indigenous prisoners with appropriate programming in a timely manner, leading to lower parole rates and higher security levels than non-Indigenous prisoners. In response, the Correctional Service of Canada released its own open letter to the Auditor General this week, apparently accepting the recommendations of the report for more timely and culturally appropriate programming, specifically referring to the Elders, Pathways Initiatives, and Healing Lodges that they operate, and includes this quote, "Your audit report marks a milestone in Canada's correctional history. It is the catalyst for strengthening our nation-to-nation relationships with Indigenous peoples." And I found that to be a very interesting quote. What exactly does CSC mean when they're referring to their nation-to-nation relationship with Indigenous people that they've incarcerated? But I guess that's an open question for tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll be able to answer it without maybe someone with a bit more expertise, but we'll maybe follow up on that. The Office of the Correctional Investigator released its 2015-2016 annual report last month. The report highlights that the reported use of OC spray, more commonly known as pepper spray, has tripled over the past 5 years without a corresponding increase in incidents generally. The likely explanation is that in 2010, cans of pepper spray became standard issue equipment for guards and is worn on their belt at all times, rather than being locked up in restricted access control posts. The report contains 27 recommendations, mostly directed at CSC policies and reporting requirements, all of which were welcomed by the Correctional Service. You can read the full report and CSC's responses on the Office of the Correctional Investigator's website and the CSC website. And that's interesting because it's part of a trend, I think, that the Correctional Investigator has remarked on in previous years, that the rate of violent incidences and resolution of problems with force has increased faster than the prison population over the last 5 years. Another note is I'm interested in the history of corrections, and I actually looked over some of the files from the 1960s when the use of a version of lachrymose gas known as tear gas was first being tried in the federal prisons, and it was actually tried on prison guards from St. Vincent de Paul, Le Vieux-Pen, which is now closed in Laval, where they dragged the guards out to a quarry that was used by the prisoners, sprayed them with tear gas, and reported over several weeks that the officers continued to show burning, complained about it. In fact, the report of the staff on hands did not suggest using things like tear gas and OC spray for dealing with problems because of their tendency to cause harm and to linger. But it's good to know that that continues to be part of our heritage that has not been talked about, I suppose. We talk a lot more about...
That's very interesting.
...various gases. Yeah,
it's... Do you know if that was the first use of that chemical anywhere, or was it just the first attempt to bring it into the prison system?
It was the first attempt in Canada to use it in the prison system. Tear gas bombs and other forms of non-lethal restraint, I guess, that's optional because some of the issues at Millhaven deal with... deaths caused by exposure to these mm-hmm. substances were tried in the 30s, and they were descendants of experiments in World War I in the trenches. So that's,
which are now outlawed under international law,
but are have slowly filtered into policing and mm-hmm. prison use across the world. So that's interesting. Anyway.
Next up, the West Coast Prison Justice Society and Prisoner Legal Services, which are two nonprofit organizations based in British Columbia, released a 112-page report this week calling on the government to, quote, end the practice of solitary confinement entirely rather than merely placing limits on its use where it's considered to have crossed the line of torture or cruel treatment. This comes as the Ontario government has created a 25-person team to examine conditions of segregation in jails across the province in the wake of the Adam Capé scandal, who is a young Indigenous man who was isolated in the Thunder Bay jail for more than 4 years without a trial. Jason Godin, who represents the Union of Canadian Correctional Officers, called the proposal absurd.
Of course. In related news, the lawyer of three prisoners at the Edmonton Institution who are suing the government over being placed in segregation for 43 consecutive days over the summer says one of his clients, Sean Keepness, was shot in the testicles by a guard with a rubber bullet as part of an ongoing campaign of intimidation against the men involved in the lawsuit. Avnish Nanda says a guard entered Mr. Keepness's cell, told him to get on the ground, and shot him from about 5 feet away with a rubber bullet while his hands were in the air. Keepness was taken to hospital and underwent surgery, according to a spokesperson for the Correctional Service of Canada.
And Toronto police have lifted the curtain on their, quote, extremism prevention program, end quote, that has been quietly operating in the city for 2 years. The center, which grew out of a gang prevention program in Rexdale, which is in North Etobicoke, takes referrals from police officers and other participating agencies for someone who is deemed at risk of so-called extremism and connects them with a team of 15 to 20 professionals, including doctors, religious leaders, school board officials, and community housing employees. Police claim that the participation is entirely voluntary, although it's unclear if they're what the alternative to that referral would be if you turned it down. And the center is supposed to treat a wide variety of views, ranging from Islamism and white supremacy to so-called environmental extremism. One suggested motive for the center, suggested by a local criminal defense lawyer, is that it could potentially generate informants for police.
That's interesting. I'd be curious to know how they actually break down the amount of referrals and who are the populations that are targeted more than others. We have both probably have our suspicions.
I'd like to do a whole show on this because I know CSC has also held, quote unquote, de-radicalization conferences in the last couple of years. So it's sort of a trend in, I think, under the community policing kind of model and correctional model that's becoming very in chic. Around the world in the wake of all kinds of social unrest, as well as terrorism, obviously.
I think it'd be interesting. I would be able to bring in some of my historical information about earlier efforts in this century to contain radicalism and agitation within correctional institutions. Yeah, okay. Well, maybe look forward to that in the future.
Yeah. And one final news tidbit. If you didn't already hear, the Trudeau government announced last night the approval of the Line 3 pipeline and the Kinder Morgan Trans Mountain pipeline, which runs from Alberta to British Columbia, and dismissed the Northern Gateway pipeline, which is Enbridge's pipeline, through the Northwest BC. This is sure to be a very contentious issue in the next couple of years, and it's something we'll keep an eye on as part of our, mandate to look at state repression. And, hundreds of people have already been arrested protesting the Kinder Morgan pipeline, so yeah. I don't think we're going to see the end of this anytime soon.
Yeah, the combination of contempt both for the insights of the First Nations who are involved in this and who said no, as well as for the wildlife that apparently is already, there's been a report saying that the orca could go extinct due to the impact of this, is across the board shocking. Not a surprise, maybe, for the more cynical of us, but nonetheless.
I think it marks the end of the Trudeau honeymoon, myself.
Yes, absolutely.
Why don't we go to a song? I actually have a song that's kind of related to that. It's by Lee Reed on an album he put out last year called The Butcher, The Banker, The Bitumen Tanker, which is a really good album. He came and played in Kingston. This track is called Bad Gas.
The oil sands are the second largest oil deposit in the world, bigger than Iraq, Iran, or Russia, exceeded only by Saudi Arabia. Digging the bitumen out of the ground, squeezing the oil and converting it into synthetic crude is a monumental challenge. It requires vast amounts of capital, Brobdingnagian technology, and an array of skilled workers. In short, it is an enterprise of epic proportions, akin to building the pyramids or China's Great Wall, only bigger, 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 bigger.
Man. science is no denying it. The climate changing, stakes is higher. Storms violent, the water dying. They force complying for client biases. Data cited, title shift, existence. Life's in the grips, the fortune, the torture of fortune. Petrol pricks and tar sand riches. Addiction, the victim etiquette. Until we're dead from the threat of unleaded and earth shredded for first world edifice. Profit got no pause or impediment. Falling like the house of sod. And all three parties wanna party hard. They got our parliaments involved in tar sand extraction is charted. Backdoor is always revolving. Them libs and cons have both got jobs. Reported to the corporate causes. Profit posted for they bosses. The earth work her dirt into coffins. And bitumens is just so toxic. Lost it, all hopes forgotten. That barrel races to the bottom. And democratic process raw. And we falling like leaves in the autumn. Season sees the cancer blossom. Tar sands are so catastrophic. Largest ever man-made project that feed the peeps a broken promise. Bought it, now the beast has got it. Them folks is forced to pay the cost of it. True north, free for the market. Eco-sided basement bargain. The earth is bleeding in the process. The world is pleading for us to stop it. Yes, check that ass. That's some bad gas you passing. Tar sand extractor, court disaster for corporate masters. Check that ass, that's some bad gas you passing. And the earth can't manage it, the heart and damages. It caused the planet and Albertan advantages. That's some bad gas you passing. Check that ass, that's some bad gas.
It is an enterprise of epic proportions, akin to building the pyramids or China's Great Wall.
Oh man, love that song. Great guy. I think he might be coming back to town soon enough. We're going to hear Excursions by A Tribe Called Quest coming up right now. Just want to say listener discretion is probably advised on that. If you want to leave a request for some music, this is one of my requests going out. Phone us right now, 613-533-2372. Tell us what you want to hear. And let's right now hear some Tribe Called Quest on CPR.
In the days when I was a teenager, before I had status and before I had a pager, you can find the abstract listening to hip hop. My pops used to say it reminded him of bebop. I said, well, daddy, don't you know that things go in cycles? Way that Bobby Brown is just amping like Michael. It's all expected, things are for the looking. If you got the money, Quest is for the booking. Come on, everybody, let's get with the fly mode. Still got room on the truckload of black gold. Listen to the rhyme to get a mental picture of this black man, black woman picture. Why do I say that? Cause I gotta speak the truth, man. Doing what we feel for, but music is the proof. And planet on the ground, the act is so together. Bonafide strong, you need leverage to sever. The unit, yes, the unit, yes, the unit called the Jazz is delivering each year an LP filled with street goods. You can find it on your rack in your record store. If you get the record, say your thoughts are adored and appreciated. Cause we're ever so glad we made it. We worked hard, so we gotta thank God. Dishing out the plastic, do the dance till you're spastic. If you diss, it gets drastic. Listen to the rhyme, cause it's time to make gravy. If it moves your booty, then shake, shake it, baby. All the way to Africa, aka the motherland. Stick out the left, then I'll ask for the other hand. That's the right hand, black man. Only if you are noted as my man. If I get the credit, then I think I deserve it. If you fake news, don't fix your mouth to word it. Get in the zone of positivity, not negativity. Cause we gotta strive for longevity. If you botch up, what's in that? What? A pair of Nike size 10 and a half.
Can't leave.
made to a hip-hop crime. With the dope raps and dope tracks, we move blocks. From the fly girlies to the hardest of the rocks. Musically, the quest is on the rise. We own these excursions, so you must realize that continually, I'll pop my Zulu. If you don't like it, get off the Zulu tip. So what can you do in the times which exist? You can't fake moves on your brother or your sis, but if your sis is a... is a jerk, leave them both alone and continue with your work, whatever it may be in today's society. Everything is fair, at least that's how it seems to me. You must be honest and true to the next. Don't be phony and expect one not to flex, especially if you rhyme, you have to live by the pen. Your man is your man, then treat him like your friend. All it is the code of the streets, so listen to the knowledge being dropped over beats. Beats that are hard, beats that are funky. You get your hook like a crackhead junkie. What you gotta do is know the tribe is in the sphere. The abstract poet, prominent like Shakespeare.
And that was Excursions by A Tribe Called Quest from their fantastic album, The Low End Theory, which CFRC just for the first time ever got its copy back. It's a CD instead of a vinyl. But anyway, I'm just going out to everybody listening to CPR here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We've got some more stuff coming up right now. Here on
do
the
some
mic.
Birthdays?
Let's do some birthdays, yeah.
Okay, so, we really appreciate this project that's put out from North Carolina called the Prison Books. It's a Prison Books collective, and they do a monthly political prisoner birthday calendar, which I think is great. So do you want to start off with the first one?
Yeah, sure. So the very first birthday coming up here is December 3rd, 1971. Rashid Johnson, who's in the Clements Unit in the Amarillo, Texas an Amarillo, Texas prison. I'm not sure which institution, specifically, it doesn't matter. Rashid Johnson became a revolutionary in 2001, 11 years into his life sentence, and 6 years after winning multiple reforms as a jailhouse lawyer. He is now the defense minister for the new African Black Panther Party prison chapter and continues his jailhouse lawyer activities. An avid and talented artist, his art has appeared in prison movement publications such as The Incarcerated Worker and For Struggle Mag. And I guess there's addresses here, too. I don't know.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll just give the website. It's just check out the prisonbooks.info website, and you can get all the addresses if you want to write any of these people and send them a birthday card.
Or write us, and we can send you information, too. I think that's one way to get a hold of this.
On December 12th, it is Zolo Agona Azania's birthday. Zolo Azania is a former Black Panther convicted of a 1981 bank robbery that left a Gary, Indiana cop dead. He was arrested, unarmed, miles away from the incident. The prosecution intimidated witnesses, suppressed favorable evidence, presented false eyewitness and expert testimony, and denied him the right to speak or present motions on his own behalf.
On December 15th, 1946, is the birthday of Fred Muhammad Burton, who's at SCI Somerset in Pennsylvania. Fred Burton is one of the Philly Five, a group of men accused of an alleged attack on a police station that left one officer killed. He was sentenced to a life term for murder. Burton has maintained his innocence since his arrest.
On December 17th, 1987, is the birthday of Chelsea Manning. Chelsea Manning is a 23-year-old Army intelligence analyst who leaked a video showing the killing of civilians, including two Reuters journalists, by a U.S. Apache helicopter crew in Iraq. She also shared documents known as the Afghan War Diary, the Iraq War Logs, and embarrassing U.S. diplomatic cables with the anti-secrecy website WikiLeaks. And I know that she's been in the news a lot lately, being really mistreated by the U.S. Army. She's being held in a U.S. Army prison.
Yeah, the Fort Leavenworth. Disciplinary barracks, which have been active for a long time and have been kind of a horror show since they opened. I recently found out, she contacted her lawyer to say that they had actually attempted to entrap her into escaping by planting guards she did not recognize who were posed as people who had infiltrated the prison and, according to her statement, actually attempted to fake a gun battle out of sight of her cell to encourage her to try to escape so they could, again, further punish her, I suppose, even though being in solitary in the Fort Leavenworth barracks is awful enough as it is. That place is... I was doing some research about the post-World War I incarceration there and the kind of treatments would raise your hair. I don't want to get into that too much, but... But on December 17th, 1992, is the birthday of Connor Stevens in FCI Manchester, Kentucky. Connor and four others were arrested on May 1st, 2012, and accused of plotting a series of bombings, including of an area bridge. The FBI, working with an informant, created the scheme, produced the explosives, and coerced them into participating.
And that's another crazy story, if you ever look into that. They were all involved with the Occupy movement in Cleveland. Yeah, they're known as Cleveland 4. You can look up their story at cleveland4solidarity.org. On December 30th is the birthday of Casey Brezik. In 2010, anarchist Casey Brezik tried to assassinate the governor of Missouri. In June of 2013, he was convicted and sentenced to a dozen years on each of three counts, assault and two armed criminal action charges, and 7 years on a second count of assault. All sentences will run concurrently.
And that's some of the birthdays coming up of political prisoners out there in the world. So if you want to get a copy or some more information about this, you can always write to us here at CFRC on CPR, and we will try our best to get something back to you. So write us CFRC Prison Radio or Calls from Home, care of CFRC Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. That's K as in Kevin, 7, L as in Lamar, 3, N as in Nancy, 6. Email us, cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net. And again, phone us, 613-329-2693, and we'll do our best to fulfill any requests or help you out, especially if you want more information or a song played, have a poem read. That's what we're here to do on Calls from Home, but all the time every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And we'll read out the request lines. You can phone in when we're off the mic. What are we going to do next? I think we have a couple of requests.
Let's go to a song, yeah. So we actually had a track that was submitted to us, an original track by Dorothea. Dorothea is a listener and supporter of the show who has a loved one inside in the Kingston area. And she wrote this track about prisoners, and especially wrongfully convicted prisoners. So she wanted to dedicate this song to all prisoners who are listening, and especially all wrongfully convicted prisoners in Canada.
Okay. Let's listen to that now.
Portion. Let this fast world break out more than a whimper, more than a prayer, more than a moment of silence. Our hearts can deepen like canyons into our souls, our cries can reach the heavens. Cry so loud that angels cause havoc, freeing prisoners from their hell. Oh, vast world, break out. Double portion. Let this vast world break out more than a whimper, more than a prayer, more than a moment of silence. Can deepen like canyons into our souls, our cries can reach the heavens. Cry so loud that angels cause havoc, freeing prisoners from their hell. Oh, vast world, break out. Oh, vast world, break out. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. And thank you to Dorothea for sending that song to us via our email account. You are listening to CFRC Prison Radio on 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. This is our monthly Calls from Home edition, where we play song requests, messages, and letters from people who want to get in touch with us or send something to a loved one in a prison in the Kingston area. And our signal does reach most of the Kingston area institutions, including Collins Bay, Millhaven, Bath, Joyceville, and Cape Vincent. And if you are listening from one of those institutions, we do encourage you to get in touch with us. We recently did a mail out to all of the inmate committees in the area with a survey asking a few questions, including, can you get our signal? Is 7 o'clock a good time for you? Have you ever listened to the show? What kind of stuff do you want to hear? And so on. So, you know, do get in touch with us. Our mailing address is CFRC Prison Radio, care of CFRC, Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Kilo 7 Lima, 3 November 6. And we do have a phone line set up for calls from home where you can leave messages. And if you do it, especially not the day of the last of the month, but a bit of in advance of that, we can transfer that into audio files and play them. The phone number for that is 613-329-2693. That's 613-329-2693. And that should be possible to add that to your PIN card. The person operating that phone is Alex Jackson. The address is 52 Fifth Field Company Lane, Kingston, Ontario, Kilo 7 Lima, 3 November 6. So do get in touch with us. Someone did get in touch with us, which was great, and responded to our survey. And I'm not going to read the response because I don't think it's intended for the air, but I'd like to put out a song to that person as a thank you for getting back to us, someone we've been in touch with for a while. This goes out to Paul at Joyceville. This song is called The Lifer by Christian Collins, and Christian Collins is the brother of Peter Collins, who was a longtime prison activist imprisoned in the Kingston area, who died last year, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. So this is The Lifer by Christian Collins.
I live on the shore of Lake Ontario. The world talks to me through an FM radio. And the gun tower and the guards and the headcounts in the yard say it's gonna be a long time before they let me. School in
right. And that was The Lifer by Christian Collins, going out to one of our correspondents who's written into us. Thanks for writing. We always like to get letters. I know I've been doing the show for a while, so it's always really nice to see them. And we hopefully are listening right now. And I was actually thinking of, that made me think of somebody else out there that I think might be listening. We're going to play some music by The Groove Commute, who are a local band. And one of their members, Matt, has been a big supporter of this show. In fact, during our funding drive, even donated to the station and to our show specifically. And he's in a band called The Groove Commute, who are local. And I know they always like to know that we're playing them. And I know Matt and his partner, Katie, who love the show, also listen, even though they're away in Atlanta, to CPR and to the station in general. I know everyone in this band would totally be okay with us saying it's going out to everybody listening right now.
Right on.
Behind the walls, we're going to hear Chuck Berry off of this record, because, you know, I get to see them live all the time, but not everybody in the city does. So, The Groove Commute, and if you want to make a request, we are still here for 20 minutes, so we do have a request line, 533-2372. That's 533-CFRC, the Kingston area, so 613, obviously, but and we'll be able to answer when we're off the mic. So enjoy some Groove Commute here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Okay, that was Chuck Berry by The Groove Commute, going out specifically to some of the members I know who are listening from very far away. And this is CPR, specifically Calls from Home, which is CFRC Prison Radio's phone-in request show. So again, you can phone us in a bunch of different ways, but 533-2372 is, you can get a hold of us directly. But you can also, we were just talking off mic, tweet at us. What is our Twitter handle again?
CPR Kingston.
There you go.
Yeah.
So tweet at CPR Kingston, and we will answer it. Even if we don't get to it tonight, we will definitely respond and try to get it out there.
Yeah, so. We'll try to monitor it while the songs are playing.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're that tech savvy. We could probably pull that off.
I mean, usually you put the feed up here, but you know, I don't have my own Twitter, so it's kind of like a...
I actively avoid social media a lot, so but I think it's useful in this case, so...
Yes, I'm one of those annoying people who posts nothing but, like, his radio show on his Facebook page, and
right.
I have no other information.
No cats.
No cats at all, except for historic cats. But anyway...
See, I'd be all cats myself.
Yeah, fair enough. That would be a way to do it, too. We're going to hear another song here.
All right. Okay, so this song is newly released by a band I really like from Oakland called Regana. They're a heavy kind of atmospheric black metal band. They just put out a song from a forthcoming album. They released it early in solidarity with the Standing Rock and Sacred Stone Camp against the Dakota Access Pipeline. They released a statement along with the song. On this dark day, we wanted to share a new song from our upcoming album as a spell of protection and a reminder that the sacredness of ourselves and our communities cannot be taken away from us. And the proceeds from this track are all going to Standing Rock, and they encourage you to go to gofundme.com/sacredstonecamp and make donations to that.
I did, so I certainly encourage people to do that if you can, if you're capable. Let's listen to that, and if you get want to hear requests in the next 15 minutes, 533-2372 or CPR Kingston on Twitter, and we will do our best to fulfill it. All right.
You Take Nothing by Regana. Thank you.
That was really good. I'm really enjoying just having a co-host for a request show because you get to actually hear music that I don't often get to hear. So that was sweet.
I love that band.
Who was that again? Sorry.
That was Regana from Oakland, and the song is called You Take Nothing, and we ran out of requests, so I just played it because I really like it.
Yeah, this is our chance to just send some good music out there, and hopefully you're enjoying it wherever you're listening.
We like to mix it up.
Yeah. Well, I think we're at the end of the calls from home pretty much here. So
it goes by so fast.
Yeah, really fast. And normally we run out of time and don't have enough time. So it's kind of good to be, we can actually take a moment. I want to thank everybody who has, though, contributed or sent in requests or thoughts so far today. So thank you so much for writing and emailing us.
Thanks to Dorothea. Thanks to Paul from Joyceville. Yeah.
Your song was really nice, Dorothea, if you're listening. That was actually really beautiful.
Keep it coming.
We'll play whenever you send us. Christian Collins was the same way. He sent us songs for years to support Peter, and we always play everything he sent because it's from the heart, and it's exactly what we want to play on here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I guess we should also mention just ways to get a hold of us. So you're good at the phone, the new phone, so I'll let you deal with that. But you can write to us, CFRC Prison Radio, care of CFRC Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6, Kilo 7,
Lima
3,
November.
November 6. Okay, I'm going to learn this so that I can sound as
well, there's
as
British and American, too.
Oh, so, damn.
Yeah,
I know one of them
gets more complicated.
Q is though. Quebec because it's just easy. But you can always write to us by our email account, cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net. Tweet to us, CPR Kingston, on Twitter. Visit our Facebook group called Calls from Home. You have to ask to join, but I've pretty much added everybody who's asked. So any request, you can just plop on there. You can even send the station itself a request through CFRC 101.9 FM on Facebook. Visit our website, cfrcprisonradio.wordpress.com. And then we have this new phone, and I'm going to let you describe it because you have all the details.
Yeah, well, basically it's a voicemail service at the phone number 613-329-2693. And it is specifically for Calls from Home, which is the show we did tonight. You can leave your messages, song requests, poems, whatever you'd like to, and indicate if you'd like us to play it on the air or just play the song, for example. And you should be able to add that to your pin list if you're listening from inside. The name is Alex Jackson, and the address is 55 Fifth Field Company Lane, Kingston, Ontario, Kilo 7 Lima 3, November 6. And the phone number again is 613-329-2693.
And we have, Rico mailed out, survey with some contact information to the inmate committees in the Kingston area. So do get back to us. We've already received some mail already. So that's another great way to get a hold of us. And we look forward to hearing from you through that. And we'll be here next Wednesday, or I think it's going to be a stark raving next Wednesday, but we'll be here playing back your requests every Wednesday like we always are here on CFRC in the basement of Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's University campus. We've got some music to end our show today. We're going to listen to a classic.
Yeah, this is Time Bomb by Chumbawamba off their famous Anarchy album, pre-Tub Thumper, Chumbawamba.
Yeah, wasn't the one they invited people to steal from stores, or was that Tub Thumper?
I think they've just consistently done that.
Okay, good. Well, I appreciate it. So, all right.
All right, here it is.
Sound. Everybody look what's going down. Stop now. What's that sound?